You're listening to Blue Jays Baseball on 1620 The Zone.
2-0 Villanova as the Wildcats get a couple of runs on four hits in the fifth inning, sending seven men to the plate. It had only three hits prior to the top of this inning. Granted, one of those hits, a bad hop single to third to score the second of the two runs. So for the Jays here in the home fifth, Kevin Lamb will start things off. It'll be Lamb followed by Woodrow and then Lopez. Lamb corks one but foul into the third base seats pretty far down the left field line. Kevin came to bat with a runner at third, two outs in the second inning, and hit a grounder to third. Here's a fly ball out towards right center, racing over and making a dive is May, but it gets past the right fielder, backed up nicely by Galati, the center fielder out there, and holding with the leadoff single is Kevin Lamb. Base hit to right center, and for Lamb, he's one for two. Jays have their fourth hit of the night, all four singles off the lefty Josh Harris. Second straight inning that the Jays have had the leadoff man aboard, and third time in five frames that's been the case, but they have yet to score. Ball bunted by Daniel Woodrow, and it's pushed foul on the third base side. Good thing for Villanova that was foul. It was good location, about 12, 15 feet up the line, but it spun foul. Woodrow, with his speed, most likely would have beaten that out had it stayed fair. Lamb back to first. Woodrow tonight 0 for 2. He's flied to center and hit a slow roller to second. Woodrow 1 for 3 with an RBI in the series opener. Scored a couple of runs. Shows bunt here and takes high for a ball, 1-1. Daniel had a sacrifice hit yesterday and also a sac fly. Has just two sacrifice bunts on the year. Squares to bunt here and taps it foul behind the plate, 1-2 on him.
Now that's going to be frustrating for Ed Service. That's one thing he said that he wanted to get done here this weekend, was improve the bunt game. They not look good trying to execute small ball on Tuesday night against Arkansas. Their last weekend series as well, and here tonight, struggling to get that bunt down.
No bunt on 1-2, and the pitch stays a bit high or just missed off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes to Woodrow. Nicky Lopez on deck. Jays have left five on base through the first four innings, and they have the leadoff man aboard here in the fifth, trailing 2-0. Throw to first looked like a balk almost, as Harris had that front leg, it appeared, moving towards the plate for just a split second, then through to first, but no balk call. Umpiring crew tonight, Wilson Rayner behind the plate, Brian Miller, first base umpire, Charlie Clemens, the third base ump, although right now he's stationed just on the first base side of second base with the runner at first. Pitch high to Woodrow, count run full. A little bit of sunlight now on the mound. Pitcher throwing out of the sun. The runner goes on 3-2 and a line drive off the glove of Bierman at first. Should be a double play liner. Instead, he has to scramble to just beat Woodrow to the bag at first. Couldn't hang on to the line drive off his glove, and as a result, Lamb into second base, and he is there with one out. That, by all rights, should have been a liner to first for a double play. Is on 3-2 and nobody out. Lamb was off and running with the pitch. Here's Nicky Lopez. A couple of flyouts for Lopez tonight. To center in the first and fly to right in the third. Good day yesterday for Lopez. 3 for 6, a triple. Knocked in a run and scored twice himself. Average up to 224 for Nicky as he grounds it foul outside of first, strike one. Kevin Lamb on at second base with one out. Jays down 2-0 here in the fifth. Creighton just 5-6 in its last 11 games. Stretch of 11 games starting with a loss to Nebraska on April 28th. Looking back towards second, stepping off the hill, Josh Harris. Big lefty throwing out of the sunlight into the shadows, and the pitch up and into Lopez. One ball, one strike.
Well, some finals. Game two has gone final in the series between Xavier and Butler. Xavier beats Butler 16-2, so the Bulldogs are now eliminated from conference postseason play.
Pitch fouled back, 1-2.
Still life for Georgetown, still life for Villanova. Seton Hall clinching a spot earlier with their come-from-behind victory over Georgetown, 6-5 in game one. They then lost to Seton Hall, did to Georgetown 5-2 in game two. But with a loss by Butler, Seton Hall clinches a berth. They'll be here next weekend.
Time called at the plate, granted by the plate ump, Wilson Rayner, as Lopez stepped off about the time Harris was going to deliver on a 1-2 count. Nicky back in the box now. Wide batting stance, slightly open. Left-handed hitter takes a pitch that just misses outside. Count evens on Lopez, 2-2.
This game here was supposed to be a doubleheader as well. It still could be, although the timetable was supposed to be a 2:30 start time and a 6:30 start time with the weather earlier. A 5:30 start time for game one. We'll see about game two.
2-2 from Harris in the dirt, breaking for third and making it without a play is Kevin Lamb. That one rolled about 8 feet up the first baseline, and Manuel Morris just tucked it away. So a wild pitch in the dirt that'll run the count full. And now a sack fly could cut this lead in half. Lamb at third, one out for a productive ground ball. Infield in at the corners, deep up the middle, the payoff pitch. Curveball. Chopper past the first baseman off his glove. Second baseman Synergy will track it down in shallow right. And as he picks it up out there, Kevin Lamb crosses the plate. The Jays are on the board. It's a 2-1 Villanova lead.
19th run driven in by Nicky Lopez. Just off the outstretched 6-7 frame of Max Bierman. Just enough to get it past him. Once it deflected off the glove, there was no play really for Synergy. Jays get the at least a run back here. We'll go to work and try to even it up here with only one away. So we're going to have a visit to the mound.
Conference on the mound upcoming, so we've had two key plays at first base involving Bierman. He had Woodrow with Kevin Lamb on at first and nobody out after Lamb's leadoff single. Step to the plate. The count went to 3-2. And on the payoff pitch, it was a hit-and-run play. And Woodrow smashed it on a line right to Bierman. It went off his glove. As a result, instead of a double play, it was just an out at first, three unassisted. Woodrow barely retired as Bierman picked up the ball and beat the speedster to first by a step. And that allowed Lamb to take second. And then Kevin, after being wild pitched to third base, scores on a hot shot that was off the glove of Bierman and a couple of bounces off the bat of Nicky Lopez. 19th RBI for Lopez. Throw to first and Nicky back. He's 5 out of 6 as a base dealer. Reagan Fowler is the hitter. Fowler has walked and singled tonight. He's 2 for 5 in the series so far. It's a breaking pitch from the left-hander that's called a strike at the belt. Nothing and one on the Blue Jay. First baseman came in leading the team in hitting at 335 at the start of action tonight, now up to 339. Single to center field a couple of innings ago, his team-leading 56th base hit. Strike on the outside edge, and the count nothing and two, Reagan in the hole. And Fowler leads the Jays with 31 runs batted in. Does not yet have a home run this season or for his career. He's a junior. The pitch. Ooh, fastball, apparently just high. You know, he thought Harris would try and waste something outside or breaking away or maybe high, and that pitch was just high. It was a fastball. It was the 1-2. Fouled away, back to the screen, and off and running with the pitch that time, Lopez. Reagan got another fastball, fouled it back. Jays are on the board with the run home as Kevin Lamb scoring. The RBI single by Nicky Lopez here in the fifth inning.
Well, the hit and run was on. I would not be surprised if they put the hit and run on again. I mean, Reagan Fowler's a tough guy to strike out.
There goes the runner, and the pitch down low. Throw down to second base. Not in time. It skips by Eric Lowe, but backed up nicely by the second baseman, Synergy, out in center field. So for Nicky, that is stolen base number 6, and he's only been caught one time. The Jays have the tying run in scoring position, trailing 2-1 with one away here in the home fifth.
Got a chance to even it up right here with a base hit.
2-2 pitch. Ground ball headed up the middle and through to center field. Around third, Lopez, and we are tied at 2 apiece.
Just like that, RBI number 32 on the season for Reagan Fowler. Stolen base, big play. And Fowler delivers with one away. Nice piece of hit right through the box.
There's some of the small ball and the fundamentals you were talking about. Here's Harrison Crawford. Crawford singled in the first inning, flied out his last time up. Pitch from Harris. Breaking ball is outside, ball one. Crawford, as you mentioned last night, or yesterday afternoon, 2 walks. He leads the team in that category with 29 in the season. And he was hit by 2 pitches. He also leads the team in getting plunked. He's been hit by pitches 11 times this year. Takes a pitch in the dirt. Curveball that bounced in front of Emmanuel Morris. 2-0, Crawford ahead. It's a lot of hit by pitches. 11 on the season for Harrison Crawford. He leads the team with a 435 OBP. Throw to first, high throw, and Max Bierman with all of his 6'7 frame up high to get it, and then lands on Reagan Fowler, and both pat each other on the back, saying it's okay. Had a little collision over there at first base. Unintentional. From the belt, the pitch from Harris. Missing upstairs. And of course, Crawford's not going to give away any pitches outside the zone. He's ahead here 3-0. Brett Murray waits on deck. A run on 3 hits for the Jays. 3-0 pitch. Down low, ball 4. Yet another walk. Coaxed by Crawford, his 30th of the year. Down to second, Fowler. That is the third walk given up by Josh Harris tonight. Jays have runners at first and second. Still only one out.
Chance to grab the lead here. Brett Murray came through with a base hit back of the fourth inning. See if he can do that right now. And that is the second visit, so that means that they're going to have to go to the pen here. And we will see a new hurler for the Wildcats.
Putting the binoculars on him as we speak. As they have a reliever trotting in from the right field bullpen. And we'll see if we can pick up the number as he gets to the hill right now. It's a right-hander, we can tell you that much. Where's the glove on the left hand? And finally, we see the number is 21. That is Kagan Richardson. Richardson, a 6'2 junior out of Rancho Santa Margarita, California. And he comes in 4-0 with a 3.18 earned run average. It's his team leading 26th appearance of the season. A couple of saves for Richardson. 39 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 28 base hits. He's walked 15, struck out 25. Opponents hitting 207 against Richardson, who has not yielded a home run this year. So He replaces the starter Harris, who gave up three hits through the first four innings, but has allowed three hits and a walk in the five batters he's faced here in the fifth, and the Jays have tied things up here at two apiece. But again, what a different inning it might have been had the first baseman Bierman been able to make either or perhaps both of those plays.
Right.
Line drive, especially by Woodrow, was to his glove without him having to move very much, but off his glove, it was a hot shot. And then had the Nicky Lopez ground ball, which that would have been an extremely tough play to make, but he got a glove on it, kicked off his glove, and went into right field with a single that scored Creighton's first run. Reagan Fowler coming through with a base hit up the middle to score the second run and tie things up.
You got a big spot here, Kevin. You have runners at first and second, still only one away. And a chance for Murray to give the Jays the lead. And a great response, really. Noba gets two in the top of this inning. Jays battle back. You mentioned some breaks that they perhaps got here in the inning, but they still battle back and get at least two in the inning to tie it up. Nice job. Good fight from the Blue Jay bats here this inning.
Brett Murray steps in. He's one for two. A base hit his last time up. Righty against lefty. Pitch from Richardson is down low. Ball one. Crawford on at first. He walked. Fowler at second. He had an RBI single to tie it up at two. We're in the fifth. Richardson works out of a stretch. Gets the sign from Morris. A right-hander delivers. And a fastball cut on and missed. One ball, one strike to Kent. And Brett Murray went to high school here in Omaha. Played for the West Side Warriors. Here did Brett Murray. He awaits the 1-1 offering, and here it comes. Changeup in tight, 2-1.
That's a pretty good pitch. Brett Murray took it, but it was called off the plate. Jays will take the little break there. Count 2-1.
Looked like it was in tight just a bit. First changeup we have seen from Richardson. Stares in, gets the sign from Morris to the belt. Check on the runner at second. On the pitch. Tapper to short. Is it hard enough to get a double play? Well, Lowe's going to fumble it, make the point moot. Everybody's safe. Don't think he would have had two, but definitely should have had one. Lowe trying to get it out of his glove and flip it to Synergy for an out at second. Instead, he fumbles it, and the bases are loaded with one out.
It's a play that, you're right, should have at least been one. I don't think he gets two anyway. You have a left-handed hitter and Murray running. It would have been a bang-bang if they'd have been able to turn it. I don't think they would have gotten it, but you would at least have had the out at second. So really an inning of missed opportunities here for Villanova's defense has let the door open for the Jays. Let's see if they can really take advantage of it. Ryan Fitzgerald will step to the plate. How about another gapper? We saw that several times from him yesterday, including a long ball.
E6, of course, on the play. First error on either side tonight. Pitch to Fitzgerald, a hot shot, but foul outside of first, strike one. Fitzy tonight, 0-for-1. He's walked and grounded out to first his last time up. That was just an inning ago. Murray at first base, Crawford at second, Fowler on at third. 2-2 tie with one out. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Long look in for the signs.
Yeah.
Finally, Richardson comes set. The right-hander delivers a curve but misses upstairs. One ball, one strike to Fitzgerald.
Didn't look like he has much on that curveball. Not a lot of velocity on it. .85 to .87 on the fastball, but it curves in there at about 76 miles an hour.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball, late swing and a miss by Fitzy. 1-2 on Ryan. He's checking with Wilson Rayner to see if he might have swung at a pitch a little bit high. One out, bases full. 2-2 tie. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high heater again. Big second out in the inning, and here comes Matt Gandy, the DH.
A little feast or famine lately here for Ryan Fitzgerald. Yesterday, definitely a feast. Today, 0-2. Getting an opportunity here to put a big dent up there on the scoreboard.
So Fowler still at third. Crawford occupies second. Murray leads from first with two down now for Gandy. He's bounced to second and flied out to shallow center with the second baseman, Todd Synergy, making a fine running grab of it last inning. And he'll take that slow breaking pitch high and away for ball one. You know, Richardson throws that curve very slowly and to this point, not too accurately either.
I think that might have been the changeup. He does have a change. It's not a great change, and that certainly was not. That one stayed flat and stayed way outside.
Fastball here, bounced foul, wide of third. One ball, one strike to Gandy.
He's got a slider, a set above average fastball, and then that change.
Gandy, the eighth man to bat for Creighton here in the fifth. If he keeps the inning alive, Landon Lukansky would be up next. Two runs home for the Blue Jays. Bases full, two outs. 1-1, curveball in for a strike. That was a nice breaking pitch that gets Richardson ahead of Gandy, 1-2. The starter, Harris, went 4 1/3, gave up six hits, and half of those hits coming in this inning. He walked three, won this frame. No strikeouts. Had one wild pitch, and that was in this inning. Pitch here, bouncing to the plate, the breaking ball. Count even on Gandy, 2-2. Gandy coming in with six runs batted in. 27 games, 20 of those starts. Like to pick up at least one more RBI right here. Base hit probably gives him a couple. Time requested by Matt at the plate and granted. Fowler at third, he had an RBI single. Crawford on at second, he walked. It was the walk that chased Harris. Murray on at first, he reached on an error. The pitch, curveball, hit up the middle and through to center field. Fowler will score. Here comes Crawford. He'll cross the plate. Into third is Murray. It's a two-run single for Gandy, and the Jays lead 4-2.
RBIs 6 and, I'll check that, 7 and 8 for Matt Gandy. A nice piece of hitting there. Waited back on it. Drove it through the right side. And the Jays take advantage. That's a huge opportunity for the Jays. And you didn't want to squander it. You had bases loaded. Only one out. You had the two runs in already to tie it. But now you put up a four spot at least here in the inning. You win the inning and you lead the game by two.
They closed the book on the Nova starter, Harris. The lefty gave up four runs. Six hits in 4 1/3. And the Jays have batted around here in the fifth as Lukansky steps in. He's tapped out to third and bounced back to the mound. Takes a pitch up high, a fastball that stayed up from Kagan Richardson, ball one. Runners at the corners, Murray at third. Gandy after his two-run single on at first. Ground ball up the middle for two-run hit with two outs. Bluff throw to third by Richardson. Looks back at first, and Gandy wasn't fooled. Pitch to Lukansky. At the knees for a strike. He's shaking his head. Thought it was low. Ball and a strike in the right-handed batting left fielder for the Blue Jays. Looks down to Ed Servais for the signs from third. At the belt, Richardson, again, he makes that bluff towards third, look back to first, and stepping back, Gandy. Hits now even at 7 apiece. The Jays, though, have 4 of their hits in this inning, 4 runs. Pitch breaks outside in the count 2-1. And again, the plays at first and one up the middle that could have been made by Villanova's defense, costing the Wildcats here in the fifth. Especially the Woodrow liner off the glove of Bierman. Would have been 2 outs and nobody on base had he just caught that. It was a hit and run play. Lamb was 3/4 of the way to second base and Bierman catches it. It's a line drive double play, 2 outs, base is empty. We're still talking about it 4 runs later. So the pitch breaks outside and Lukanski gets ahead, 3 balls and a strike. The 3-1. Fouled back and out of play and the count full. And Murray, the first batter to face Richardson here, hits a ground ball up the middle that hit slowly enough it most likely was not going to be a double play to end the inning, but should have been an out at second base. Shortstop Lowe just fumbled it, trying to get it out of his glove to flip it to Synergy. I don't know if he was worried at how he should flip it, whether to use the underhanded flip versus the overhanded toss. There goes the runner on 3-2. Smoked up the middle. Diving stop by Lowe at short. Pegs to first and got him. Well, a good play that time by the shortstop to finally show some good leather for Villanova and get the Wildcats out of the inning. But not before the Jays come up with 4 runs in the fifth inning. They had 4 hits. There was an error and 2 left on base. Through 5, it's now Creighton 4, Villanova 2 here on 1620 The Zone.